So you mentioned the three agents and the three trials, and you actually reviewed these data, including the data that's just been presented on the third agent that is not yet approved. I'm guessing it will be approved based on what these data show, but certainly very interesting. In any event, can you talk about what we know right now about these three agents, these three trials, and, given, quote, I hear this all the time, the problems of inter-trial comparison, but yet that's what we have to deal with. What do you see when you compare the three?
Yeah, so there are limitations, of course, when comparing data between trials, but these trials are a very similar design, nearly identical patient populations based on their baseline characteristics, similar ascertainment of the primary study outcome, and all placebo-controlled. So for those reasons, we can probably do a little better job than usual of comparing between trials. So three potent anti-androgens. They each show a marked improvement in the primary endpoint of metastasis-free survival with hazard ratios in the sort of 0.3 to 0.4 range and improvements in time to metastasis or death of 22 to 24 months. So big effect in each case. And support from secondary endpoints in each of the trials, while the specific secondary endpoints varied between trials, there's a similar trend towards better overall survival in each of the trials of hazard ratios of 0.7 to 0.8. And as I mentioned earlier, longer follow-up will help really determine whether that turns out to be a statistically and clinically significant survival benefit. But support from other secondary endpoints, including, again, varied from trial to trial, but time to symptomatic progression, time to chemotherapy, time to progression on the subsequent agent in the case of the Spartan trial. So very strong support from the other outcomes. Ultimately, that led to regulatory approval of apalutamide and enzalutamide in that setting. And darolutamide, as you mentioned, is, we presume, would be approved based on similar strong data.